I think it's okay. I think it's okay. I think that, it's okay. I think it's fine. I think it's more practice.
Practice of?
Of communication, language patterns, and skills. I know it is.
Is it?
Yeah, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay
is
with
it?
It? Is it?
Is it really?
Is it really?
Yeah.
I don't
or
know.
Or is it something else?
Is it something else? I think there's possible some... I think there's a... I don't know.
Let me ask you a question. If you had all the language patterns and skills in the world, yet you were in a negative state, would it really help?
No.
No. Or if you were coming from a frame of mind of needing to prove something for this reason or for that reason.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's where it is right there. That's the problem, is having to prove something right there. That's the problem. Is I got to get past that, and that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's the burden right there. Is I feel like, and once I have that, I feel like when I've stopped proving something, because I realize that that I'm already perfect in my own way, and that the only challenge I created for myself was having feeling that I had to prove something to everybody, and everybody who I thought didn't believe in me, I'm thinking that I'm realizing they did believe in me. And it was just myself having feeling I had to prove something to them, and when I didn't, and that's the biggest realization I'm coming to, is that I never had to prove anything. And if I had this learning before, if I just relaxed and just let things unfold.
Everybody that didn't believe in you.
Yeah, that I thought didn't believe in me, and so but I'm okay with it now because I realized that it was just their own stuff they were going through.
So why would you want them to believe in you?
It's not important.
But if it was important, why would you say?
Because I don't want to be able to relate with them on you know.
So I want you to listen closely to what I'm about to say.
Okay.
Anything less than totally believing in yourself isn't relating with others, isn't it?
Right.
Anything less than totally believing in yourself isn't relating with others. Isn't it?
Right. Anything less? Yeah, absolutely. Anything, yeah.
So it's not just about believing in yourself.
No, it's not.
Isn't it?
It's not just about believing in myself. It's, well...
Isn't it?
It is about believing in myself. I believe in myself. I feel like just I gotta let go of what people think.
It's not just about really believing in yourself. Isn't it?
No, it is about really believing in myself.
It is.
It is.
How do you know?
Because I know, because I know that's what works. I know that's I know it. I've seen it.
How would you know if you were really believing in yourself now?
Where I would never even be questioning anything about myself, ever, ever. I would be just going through and playing my role and fulfilling my dreams, and anybody who, it's cool. I think it's coming together. I think that it's being more patient, because I find myself, like I was saying, having ego outbursts with people because I.
That's the mask.
That's the mask. Yeah, the mask is that's exactly what it is. The mask. And that's all because I was wanting to prove something to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm tired of that. Mm-hmm. I'm done with that. And it's just ridiculous, childish
behavior. So what's preventing you from really believing in yourself now?
Just making the decision and the commitment to myself.
Is it just a decision?
I thought it was having to prove something to myself by mastering all these skills and doing this and doing that. And I think just letting go and just knowing that it's going to happen. I already do believe in myself.
It's going to happen, or it is happening?
It is happening. It is happening right now. That it's happening already. It's unfolding, not as fast as I want it to unfold. It's just I'm realizing that I'm better than I thought.
Yeah.
I'm just hard on myself.
Yeah.
And because of that, having to prove something to myself, being so hard on myself, I've felt I had to prove something to everybody else. Well, actually, I never did.
You know, it's funny because it reminds me of this guy. I knew this guy that always thought that one day when he got enough skills, when he had enough things, when he had enough toys, when he had enough girls, when he had enough, then that's when he would believe in himself. But what he didn't realize that was only once you believe in yourself, you'll have all those things you want. Aren't you beginning to now?
Yeah.
Wonder about how you can achieve that goal. That's all it is. Beginning to take root.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good, 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 good. Cynthia's going to continue with you because she's got...
Yeah. Sorry for taking so much time.
No, I think it's... Mike, it's fun. I mean, we've got to see where we go with things. And sometimes one process, it's always about flexibility of behavior where you go.
Yeah.
And remember that a problem well stated is a problem half solved. So don't solve it yet, though, because she still has to do the intervention with
you. Yeah, I think the... I basically listed all the strategies,
right.
a lot of stuff that I'm unhappy with, and now the way I feel is okay. Once I dissolve all those, once I create new strategies, then I'm set.
Yeah.
But I can just start.
Or you could just find out all the strategies of everything you're happy with now.
Right. See, I never did that.
Of course.
I never did that.
No wonder.
I never did that. I was always doing the strategies and stuff that I'm unhappy with.
Huh.
Yep, absolutely. That's exactly what I was doing.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
Well, I mean, don't think about it over lunch either, because we've got things to do.
Okay, I got it.
Or you could.
Well, that's a breakthrough right there.